সদ্বৈতম সদ্ভূতম পরিজন সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদাং সহগন বিকাশ বিশাখান্বিতাংশ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীন বন্ধু জগৎপতি গোপেশ গোপিকা কন্দ রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতে তত্ত্ব কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গ রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বিশাখানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি মনসাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যেব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে মুকুং করোতি বাচাং পঙ্গুং লঙ্ঘয়তি গিরিং যৎকৃপা তমহং বন্দে শ্রীগুরুং নতারিণং পরমানন্দ মাধবং bless me. All of you please bless me so that I can say a few words in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. Today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Text 51 and 52. Text 52 is written on the board, so I shall just read text 51 and we shall recite text 52 together. Text 51. Tam shashamsur jana raggim ishtati putra artiha prati labdhas tiram nashto রক্ষিতা মন্ডলং ভব ট্রান্সলেশন বাই হিজ ডিভাইন মেজেস্টি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রীমৎ প্রভুপাদ ট্রান্সলেশন দ্য রেসিডেন্টস অফ দ্য প্যালেস প্রেজ দ্য কুইন ডিয়ার কুইন ইউর বিলাভ সন ওয়াজ লস্ট এ লং টাইম এগো অ্যান্ড It is your great fortune that he now has come back. It appears, therefore, that your son will be able to protect you for a very long time and will put an end to all your material pains. Text 52. Please repeat after me. Abharchitastayalunam অভ্যর্চিতস্তয়ানুনং ভগবান প্রণতার্থিহ ভগবান প্রণতার্থিহ যদনুত্থায়িনো ধীরা যদনুত্থায়িনো ধীরা মৃত্যুং জিগ্ঘুষু দুর্জয়ম্ মৃত্যুং জিগ্ঘুষু দুর্জয়ম্ অভ্যর্চিতস্তয়ানুনং ভগবান প্রণতার্থিহ যদনুত্থায়িনো ধীরা মৃত্যুং জিগ্ঘুষু দুর্জয়ম্ অভ্যর্চিতস্তয়ানুনং ভগবান প্রণতার্থিহ যদনুত্থায়িনো ধীরা মৃত্যুং জিগ্ঘুষু দুর্জয়ম্ অভ্যর্চিতস্তয়ানুনং भगवान् प्रणतार्पिहा जादनुत्थायिनो धीरा मृत्युं जिघुषुर्जयम्। भगवान् प्रणतार्पिहा जादनुत्थायिनो धीरा मृत्युं जिघुषुर्जयम्। भगवान् प्रणतार्पिहा जादनुत्थायिनो धीरा मृत्युं जिघुषुर्जयम्। अभ्यर्थितस्वयानुनं भगवान् प्रणतार्पिहा जादनुत्थायिनो धीरा मृत्युं जिघुषुर्जयम्। माताजीस् अभ्यर्थितस्वयानुनं भगवान् प्रणतार्पिहा जादनुत्थायिनो धीरा मृत्युं जिघुषुर्जयम्। अभ्यर्थितस्वयानुनं भगवान् प्रणतार्पिहा जादनुत्थायिनो धीरा मृत्युं जिघुषुर्जयम्। वाट मीन्स् अभ्यर्थितः ओर्शिप्ड् त्वया बै यू नूनं हौ भगवान् द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् हेड् प्रणतार्पिहा हू केन् डेलिवर् हिस् डिवोटीस् फ्रोम् द ग्रेटेस्ट् डेञ्जर् यत् हूम् अनुद्धायिनो constantly meditating upon dhira great saintly persons mrityum death jighu conquered sudurjayam which is very difficult to overcome. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Queen, you must worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead who delivers His devotees from the greatest danger. Persons who constantly meditate upon Him surpass the course of birth and death. This perfection is very difficult to achieve. Please repeat after me. Dear Queen, you must worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead who delivers His devotees from the greatest danger. Persons who constantly meditate upon Him surpass the course of birth and death. This perfection is very difficult to achieve. Dhruva Maharaj was the lost child of Queen Suniti, but during his absence she always meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is able to rescue his devotee from all dangers. While Dhruva Maharaj was absent from his home, not only did he undergo severe austerities in the forest of Madhuban, but at home also his mother prayed to the Supreme Lord for his safety and good fortune. In other words, the Lord was worshipped by both the mother and the son, and both were able to achieve the supreme benediction from the Supreme Lord. The word Sudurjayam, an adjective which indicates that no one can conquer death, is very significant. When Dhruva Maharaj was away from his home, his father thought that he was dead. Ordinarily, a king Saul, only 5 years old and away from home in the forest, would certainly be supposed dead. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only was he saved, but he was blessed with the highest perfection. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sarupa Damodara Samyati Namine Namasat Bhakta Mane Manipura Utva Bhaya Cha Prabhu Pada Lashat Vani Pracharo Nirathayate. So here, the people living in the palace, they were praising Queen Suniti. So they realized, all the people, they realized that Suniti had worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead very sincerely. Dhruva Maharaj, he joins Radha Madhavi, Ashtasatiti. He also undergone very severe austerities, and within 6 months he satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also his mother, who was staying at home, she was also worshipping the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, and very sincerely. Dhruva Maharaj's mother was also a very great devotee. So that's why, by both of their worship, Supreme Personality of Godhead was completely satisfied. And he blessed them. Both of them were blessed. They got the highest benediction. That's why you see that when Dhruva Maharaj went back to home, his mother also accompanied him. So both are good devotee and both achieve the highest benediction. Dhruva Maharaj, the way he achieved perfection, the highest perfection, it was possible in that time, because it was in the beginning of the creation. But we can take the essence, the lessons, and we can apply the lesson in our own life. We can adjust the lesson according to time, place and circumstances. We are living in Kali Yuga, so we cannot imitate Dhruva Maharaj. We cannot eat dry leaves, or we cannot stop our breathing as Dhruva Maharaj did. But at the same time, the essence of the lesson we can take, that how we can develop our spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada has given us simple austerity and simple devotional life. It is simple if we are simple. If we are simple-hearted, the method given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and given to us by Srila Prabhupada and through his disciples, whatever lesson we have achieved, it is actually simple to the simple-hearted people. It is not very difficult if we are sincere. The only condition is that we have to be sincere. The secret of Dhruva Maharaja's success was his sincerity. So if we are very sincere, today or tomorrow, we can overcome all the obstacles. Obstacles are always there in our devotional life. Even great personalities like Brahma, Lord Shiva, they also faces obstacles. They are also devotees of Lord Krishna. Vishnavanam Jatha Shambhu. Lord Shiva is a great devotee. Lord Brahma, he composed Brahma Samhita, which shows that Lord Brahma is also a great devotee. But sometimes we see that they also face obstacles. Of course, their obstacles and our obstacles are not on the same level, not on the same category. They are very great devotees. And sometimes God wants to teach us some lesson. Sometimes the so-called fall-downs of great devotees like Brahma and Lord Shiva, which is actually controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to give some lessons to ordinary people. Sometimes we may misunderstand them, but it is a very serious offense if we misunderstand the so-called fall-down of Brahma, so-called fall-down of Lord Shiva. We see that Lord Brahma was attracted by his own daughter. Sometimes people may criticize or people may underestimate Lord Brahma's position and may think that that he is superior to Lord Brahma, because Lord Brahma was attracted by his daughter, but he is not attracted by his daughter. But it is not that. It is not like that. Brahma's grandchildren, they were laughing at Brahma's so-called fall-down. And they were punished like anything, life after life, life after life. They were punished only because they laughed at Brahma's so-called fall-down. The lesson is that Maya is very, very strong. It is not that because Brahma fell down, we should also fall down. It is not like that. Brahma fell down to give us a lesson. So-called fell down. So-called. To give us a lesson that we have to be very, very alert. Not that we have to imitate them. We have to be very, very alert because we are very, very small. Maya works like a magnet, a great magnet. And those who are very great devotees, sometimes they are also attracted by Maya. But they are attracted by greater magnet. If my devotional advancement is 2%, say my Krishna consciousness is 2%, so I can be attracted by 3% or 4% voltage of Maya. 3% Maya, 4% Maya can attract me, can bewilder my intelligence, if my Krishna consciousness is only 2%. It is a wrong understanding that the follower of Krishna never falls down. It is a wrong understanding. There are different categories of fall down, and there are different categories of devotional advancement. Brahma was attracted by a greater magnet. Shiva was attracted by Mohini Murti, who was the greatest magnet. So we can never compare our weakness with their so-called weakness. We are attracted by triple, by small magnet, because we are small. We are trying to become devotee. We are very, 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 very small. So without understanding our position, if we start to criticize the so-called fall-down of the great devotees, that is a great offense. But if we are sincere, under all circumstances, devotional life, we will proceed, we will progress. We have to learn the only how to become sincere. God will bless us if God can understand that this person is sincere, this devotee is sincere. God only wants to see our sincerity. If we are sincere, even at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see Haridas Thakur, he was not attracted by Maya. So sometimes in many parts, Prabhupada says the devotees are not attracted by Maya. The example is Haridas Thakur. But at the same time, we see the example of Kala Krishna Das, who fell down for a short time. And we see the example of Chhota Haridas, who was attracted by Maya. So it is not true that a devotee never fall down. Sometimes we may not even identify our so-called fall down. Even to think of opposite sex for a few moments is also kind of fall down. It is a question of degree, it is a question of percentage. So, unless and until our Krishna consciousness is sufficiently matured, unless and until our Krishna consciousness is sufficiently matured, we cannot expect the highest perfection of life. So that's why Lord Krishna, through his representatives, is helping us. Just like parents, they help the child to grow, to get matured. Similarly, spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all the Vaishnavas are helping so that we can get matured by giving knowledge in the form of Bhagavad Gita, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna is helping us so much. Because without this knowledge, without the help of devotees, it is impossible to overcome the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamo Maya Duraktaya. It is very difficult to overcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is very difficult to overcome the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is the greatest danger. Here it is mentioned in this translation that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can deliver his devotees from the greatest danger. And this greatest danger for us is the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we are victimized by this illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we become weak. So Lord Krishna has given us guideline how to overcome this illusory energy. How we become weak and how to become stronger in devotional life. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given very scientific and clear guidelines how we can overcome this illusory energy. And how we become, first of all, we have to know how we become captivated. Krishna says, Dhetu Vishayan Pungsa Sangasti Shukajaya. When we are meditating upon the sense objects, then we grow attachment. So this is the danger. And we have to find out, we have to try to have that alternative Krishna consciousness to overcome this danger. The only alternative is Krishna consciousness. So dhayatu vishan pungsa sangaste shupajaya, when we are thinking of sense objects, then we grow attachment. If we think one person, we grow 1% attachment. So that is the danger. If we think 2%, we grow 2% attachment. So this thinking, in the thinking level, Prabhupada explained that there are three levels in our mind: thinking, feeling, and willing. So in the thinking level, we have to be very, very alert. Because thinking level is like seedling. It is a seedling level. It is a seed. It will grow into feeling and it will grow into willing. Janani Vasudeva has given an example of lotus. Just like lotus bud. Lotus bud is small, but slowly, slowly it unfolds and it becomes matured. Similarly, our desire for enjoying user energy, it comes like a small bubble, like a small thinking. So then, if we continue, if we meditate upon this, Dhayato Vishan Pungsa, if we think again and again and again, slowly, slowly, it strengthens the attachment. Attachment also becomes stronger. Then from attachment, then lust becomes very strong. So that's why the whole operation should be done on the thinking level. And the way is to accept Krishna consciousness with full sincerity. Instead of thinking of illusory energy, we can think of Krishna. Not only Krishna's form, we can read all the time Srila Prabhupada's books. We can associate with devotees who can help each other. In Mayapur, we have got so much help. This is the best place, I think, for spiritual help. We can help each other. When we see somebody is weak, then we can try to help. For my weakness, I can take help. So in this way, mutual help. And by this mutual help, we can slowly, slowly, from childhood, at least myself, I consider myself like a small child, small baby in spiritual life. So in this, the alternative Krishna consciousness should be strengthened as far as possible. Instead of meditating on illusory energy, we can meditate on Radha Madhava. The form of Maya can disturb our mind, but if you see the beautiful form of Radha Madhava, then where is the chance that Maya can disturb us? There is no chance. So in this way, if we become sincere and apply our all senses to be engaged in Krishna consciousness, then Maya can never attack us. Otherwise, we may think that we are developing, we are progressing very high, but we will come down. So Srila Prabhupada has given an example of aeroplane. Aeroplane goes very high, but it comes down because it doesn't get any shelter. A rocket can go very high, but until and unless it gets an alternative shelter, it will come down. Similarly, our only shelter is Krishna consciousness. If we have sufficient Krishna consciousness, with little Krishna consciousness, it is difficult. With small Krishna consciousness, our mind will be disturbed. Krishna wants us to become mad for Him. This is Krishna's demand. Even an ordinary lover, he demands that his beloved should be mad for him. So Krishna, the supreme lover, he demands that we should become mad for him. And if we are not mad for him, Maya will disturb. This is Maya's business, to disturb those who are not mad for Krishna. If we are mad for Krishna 10%, then Maya will continue to disturb. If we are mad for Krishna 20%, Maya will continue to disturb. Of course, disturbance will become weaker and weaker the more we grow in Krishna consciousness. So when our Krishna consciousness is sufficiently grown, when we achieve full maturity in Krishna consciousness, then Maya can disturb us no more. Maya can disturb us. So that is the perfection of human life. Dhruva Maharaj has achieved this perfection within 6 months. But many of you may think, oh, I have become hopeless, that I am crying and crying and crying, but still now I don't see any smell of perfection. But it will come. Whatever asset we are saving, we are securing, this is our permanent asset. Whatever devotional asset we are saving, it is our permanent asset. And it will be never lost. Devotional life is so beautiful. So, in front of so many senior devotees, actually I got a bit of nervous. And still I think that I am like a swan, and just like swan is not afraid of his father. So I tried in that way, so that you feel that you love me like your son. So then if there is some mistakes, and if there is some, if I can express my ideas, please forgive me. If you have any comment or if you have any question, I can try to answer.
Regarding Lord Shiva, I think it's important for us to remember that he is never attracted by Maya. I mean, he's married to Maya and he's never bewildered by his wife. When he was bewildered, when Lord Shiva was bewildered, it was like by Krishna personally. So in that sense,
But in one purport, in one lecture, Prabhupada said, actually, Kartikeya was born because Shiva got a little agitated. Otherwise, there was no chance for Kartikeya to take part. Demigods, they had a plan to disturb Shiva, to break Shiva's meditation, so that he can produce a child who will become the commander-in-chief for the demigods to fight against the demons. So, then they sent Parvati, and at last, in the beginning, Shiva was not agitated. But at last, Shiva, he agreed to the proposal of Parvati, and Kartikeya was born. So, in different purport, I have seen, in some purport, when Prabhupada gives the example of Dhira means sober, he gives the example of Lord Shiva, example of Haridas Thakur. But at the same time, sometimes in one purport of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that Haridas Thakur was not disturbed, but even Shiva, he was sometimes disturbed. So sometimes he made comparison between Lord Shiva and Haridas Thakur, and telling that Krishna consciousness is greater. Of course, Lord Shiva is also Krishna consciousness, but because Haridas Thakur was constantly chanting the holy name, he was completely matured. His Krishna consciousness was sufficient and matured. That's why Haridas Thakur was never disturbed. So, even if Shiva is disturbed because he is great personality, and he is not disturbed by small magnet, he is disturbed by Mohini Murti, who is actually non-different from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or even if he is disturbed sometimes by Parvati, they are they are the great magnet, so they are not compared with ordinary, attraction of this material world. But still they are worshipable for us, and we should maintain very, very great respect for them. They are like our gurus. Whatever, so-called phalam they have, we should ignore all these things. We must know that they are our gurus, and their so-called phalam is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what I understand. Any other comment? Or question? जय ब्रह्मराज सम भागवतम की सौरद वैष्णव भक्त बिंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि।